From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Amongst the confusing melee of call signs being grasped under the randomised call sign for life, there are some issues in operation from some of our recently qualified members. The activity from many of these people is highly commendable and great to encounter. Digital has been a learning experience to many with foundation licenses, and the availability of contests has got many behind the microphone. What more can we hope for than an increasing band of enthusiasts? It's obvious that the is a flaw in the program to bring people through the licensing process, and that it is too little time is spent grounding people in the history, culture and practices of our pursuit. As you would have realized, an activity that traces part of its ancestry back 150 years has developed some traditions. The railways and then public telegraph systems popularized the telegraphic codes, and then the Morse code became standardized. In an effort to speed the process of passing messages with conventional terms, certain abbreviations were adopted by telegraphists. The familiar 7-3 is perhaps the best recalled and used one, which has translated into voice transmissions from the code era. There were many codes used, but the one that we are familiar with and approved by the ITU is the Q code. With the coming of the wireless, a few accommodations were made. And one is the RST report, which stands for readability, strength and tone. With the unsophisticated equipment in the early era of wireless messaging, it was helpful to the operator at each end of the traffic to understand the conditions that they were experiencing. Along with the RST report, there could be the question or reply of QSB and QRN, for instance, which would alert the sending station that they may have to repeat the text. These are practical pieces of information which operators used on a daily basis in merchant ships, press traffic, as well as amateur radio. Today we have some sport or exercise of these abilities in the form of contests, or maybe message handling exercises. Knowing the correct pro words and procedures makes the experience so much more efficient and enjoyable for all the participants. This leads me back to the flaw in training. This is where we aren't providing the mentoring, which gives the reasons and the background for why things are done in certain ways. Perhaps there needs to be an appendix to the manual for candidates and trainers to use. On another matter, I've been pondering how we message about amateur radio. One of the things that strikes me is we don't seem to be able to inject enthusiasm into what we say. I hope that I show enthusiasm in what I present, and the taglines have caught on with people quoting them when we meet. However, this is a small part in the messaging, and I try to keep a metaphorical smile when I am recording. I wonder how we can inject the enthusiasm that will draw people to want to read and to listen again and again. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.